SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, Swiss folk music goes pop.
Bernese March, one of Switzerland's most popular historic marching tunes. This venerable melody, already in the early 40s, served a young band leader from Bern, Hazy Osterwald, as an inspiration for a modern salute to his hometown. Hazy, who soon was to become one of Switzerland's most successful jazz and later pop musicians, called it Hometown Boogie. Swiss folk music has a natural swing and therefore lends itself well to adaptations in a popular jazz idiom. Trombonist Raymond Dreux picked a couple of the best-known Swiss folk tunes and turned them into catchy arrangements with a Dixie touch. A veritable treasure chest of beautiful folk songs are the Grisons, that southeastern Swiss mountain region where an ancient Latin tongue, Romansch, is still spoken by a very small minority. Swiss singing star Vico Torriani is a native of the Grisons, and he now sings for us one of the best-loved folk songs in Romansch, Dorma bein, Sleep Well, which then is picked up by the light orchestra of the German Swiss Radio for a modern pop treatment with Horst Fischer soloing on trumpet.
Ci duc tramaci bella saira in sembl passantanus vain dat bandunar va greif pel vaira al greccia mia dorma bain buona not dorma bain buona not dorma bain Buona not dorma bain, al greccia mia dorma bain.
If Vico Torriani for many years was Switzerland's most famous crooner, his female counterpart was lovely Lisacia, whose fame also spread far beyond the Swiss borders. She's now going to sing an ancient French-Swiss folk melody, which, as some claim, was already a favorite of Queen Marie Antoinette of France, La Jardinière du Roi. Students of pop music will recognize this melody, as it became later on a big hit in America under the title of My Heart Cries for You.
On dit que la plus belle, c'est moi, c'est moi. Moi, pauvre jardinière du roi, du roi. Et quand le roi regarde, crois-moi, crois-moi, jamais il ne prend garde comme moi.
Come back to me.
How well Swiss folk music lends itself to more modern treatments is demonstrated now by this tune, which is based on old Swiss folk dances. Cédric Dumont, the founder of the German-Swiss Radio Light Orchestra, who is known among his friends and colleagues abroad as Mr. Music of Switzerland, wrote it and named it Swiss Boy. Southern Swiss folk songs have a particularly Latin lilt about them, no doubt due to the influence of Italy across the border. No wonder Maestro Mario Robbiani has given this modern arrangement of a medley of well-known Ticino melodies an exotic samba beat. We hear the Radio Lugano Light Orchestra.
Thank you.
Some time ago, the Swiss Cheese Union commissioned jazzman composer Bruno Spöri to write the score for a documentary film on cheesemaking in Switzerland. Out of this assignment came a series of compositions skillfully blending elements of Swiss folk music with the modern sounds of today. The following excerpt, for example, opens with the hackbrett, an ancient stringed instrument comparable to the cymbalum of the Hungarian gypsies. The hackbrett is still used today in the eastern Swiss region of the Appenzell and in the upper Rhone Valley. For years, SBC's European and Overseas Service has been using the main theme of an old Swiss folk melody, played on a Swiss music box, as a musical identification of its daily shortwave broadcasts. And the same theme also opens each Musica Helvetica transcription program. Let's listen in conclusion to the modern rock treatment saxophonist Heinz Biegler of Bern, a leading Swiss jazz musician, has given this traditional Swiss folk song.
Thank you.
In SBC's transcription series, Musica Helvetica, you just heard Swiss folk themes in modern pop style. This program was written, produced, and narrated by Lance Shannon.